Why is the rum always gone?
Hi there! Welcome to the Main Street Mouse!
Then let me be the first to welcome you to the first episode of TMSM Weekly Live, beginning April 16th, 2018. As you know, it's Michelle, your lead blogger, writer, merchandise, author, video writer.
Just your all-around girl.
She does it all. She does it all.
And then my tech person and partner, Scott Antwood, who does all the maintenance for the site, all the building, all the coding, all the everything, and my son Andrew behind the camera, who's watching and making sure that we don't crash or anything like that.
Yes, if it crashes, Andrew, please tell us.
Yeah, please tell us.
I got you.
I am watching it here on my Mac, so I can see. Michelle's got it on her phone also, so we can kind of watch. We probably won't be able to respond to comments right away. We do apologize. We just want to keep the show moving, and if we stop to answer everything on the comments, that's why we would appreciate if you could send the questions to us via email or through Facebook, so that way when the next show arrives, we have the questions, which Michelle's done this time. She's done some screenshots of your questions, wrote them in her book, and that way we can address them. So just so you know, in the future, if you do have a question or anything like that, just send it to questions@themainstreetmouse.com, and hopefully you'll hear it in a future show.
Yes, and I do have, like I said, I do have some of your questions. So, and there's so much going on in Disney parks right now. So we thought that this was a perfect time to be able to start doing something like this every week. With Facebook being the way it is, I know so many people, whether even if you don't have a fan page, business page, even your personal pages, a lot of your posts aren't being seen. And I know for us, a lot of our blogs aren't being seen. Mm-hmm. So we get messages from people, hey, do you guys know about this happening or this, you know, what's going on, merchandise, whatever. And we have put the information out, but Facebook isn't showing us. So you have to either go to the page or watch our weekly broadcast.
Yeah.
But we're on it as usual. Like today is Merchandise Monday. Lindsay is our new merchandise blogger, and she has been out in Disneyland covering for
Pixar,
us about Pixar and Pixar Best. And but we have all the good stuff on that blog as well. So what do you want to?
Well, why don't we, let's try to follow the outline.
that's a great idea. Let's follow the outline.
Michelle already kind of covered why we're doing the show. What we hope is just a way to communicate things to you, tell you what's on the site. One of the questions, like Michelle stated, we get questions all the time about where'd you guys go? We've never left. It's Facebook that's not showing us. So hopefully this changes things. Eventually, we're hoping to do this broadcast on YouTube and on Facebook simultaneously. So no matter what system you use, you'll be able to see it. We've got all kinds of things for the future, different camera. We have all kinds of bells and whistles. We're hoping
that
it'll
work. Yeah, this is just totally a rough draft, if you will, of what we're doing. And then we're going to save this and put this on our YouTube channel. So anybody who missed it is going to be able to go there and watch
it. Exactly. And now I'm sure Michelle will share it in a blog or maybe in the Wednesday blog.
You know, I'll be bugging you guys like in the Nation or wherever to tell you what we have.
And I guess I can't say this enough. Please, please, please share. Share, like, comment, everything you can with this. Mm-hmm. It helps so much. You have no idea. Even just hitting that little button to share it with your friends, hitting the like button, hitting comment, anything like that helps us so much. You have no idea. So thank you for any help you can do.
Yes, thank
that.
You. Someone said they're drinking out of my Elsa cup, too.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty funny. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
and if you hit that share button on that you're watching right now, all your Disney friends are going to see our silly little broadcast, too. And we really appreciate everything you guys do for us, because if it wasn't for our Main Streeters, we would not be able to have this job.
No.
So we love you so much
for
that.
You guys are the best.
Okay, can we stop rambling and get to it? Let's go.
Okay. So the first one I had was our meetup.
Okay. So our meetup this year is the meetup weekend is December 7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8th is going to be at Epcot. We usually try to spend the whole day with everyone. I know some meetups only do like an hour or two. We do it the whole day. There's an event tab on the Main Street Mouse's Facebook page that you can join if you haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it updated with what's going on. I don't have an itinerary, but at least if you join that tab, then, or the event tab, then you'll be able to keep updated as to what's going on.
Right, as more things come out, as more events, anybody who came last year, you know, we had the event the night before in Disney Springs at Paradiso, where it was kind of a book signing for Michelle's book, and we kind of got to meet a few friends there. We actually had a great turnout. It was a rainy night, and we still had, what, 40, 45 people show up or so?
Yeah, the weather was terrible. It was supposed to be a patio party. We got to Paradiso, the patio was flooded, so it was like raining buckets, but our PR person, Janelle, was able to go and talk to the manager. They gave us the whole bar area. Mm-hmm. So it was half of the restaurant was all Main Streeters. So we got to do giveaways. I got to sign my book for people. We took pictures. It ended up being a great turnout.
It was a lot of fun.
So what we want to do is the same kind of concept the night before, this December 7th. For those who can't come to the park, on the 8th, we want to be able to do something maybe at Disney Springs or do some other sort of event to where if you can't make it to the park, at least we can do something outside of the park so you can come and meet other Main Streeters and meet us and meet some of our staff. Like, a lot of our staff is going to be there this year, which is awesome. We just want to be able to accommodate as many people as we can.
And as more details break on the Friday night event, Michelle will definitely be sharing those so we can get ideas of headcounts and things like that. We have ideas of things we want to do. I don't want to say anything, but if we can get some of those to happen, it will be fantastic, I think.
Yes. Okay. Everything's good.
Okay, so yeah, that's our meetup, December 7th and 8th. Please mark it down. If you're going to be down here, wonderful. If you live in the area, come out and see us. Just come out and say hi. We'd love to meet the people who have supported us all these years, because like Michelle said earlier, if it wasn't for you guys, we would not have our jobs we have.
We've been doing this for over 8 years, and the meetups are one of the big reasons that we wanted to move to Florida just to have hands-on experience at the parks, but also to be able to finally meet some of you who follow what we do. And a lot of people have made really good friends from the site. So it's a good thing. Don't be shy about coming out. You're going to have a good time, I promise.
You will. And everybody they group together. They meet other friends who are coming. They group together. And then we just spend the day. We do some rides together. We eat together. And Illuminations will be
We spend the whole day together.
We do. Up until Illuminations, and then it'll be the Christmas version of Illuminations.
Christmas around the world will be going on at Epcot during that time. So I think that's going to be a really good time. We haven't done one at Epcot since, the first year, 2014?
The very first meetup was at Epcot. We did a mini meetup at Epcot, and then a couple months later we did the first main meetup, which turned out really good.
I can't complain about the meetups at all. Our turnout is bigger and bigger every time. Like, we have over 100 people throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It's such a good time. And I've had people say, well, what if I can't, find anyone to go with me? I don't want to go by myself. It doesn't matter, because you're going to make friends immediately when you get there. Trust me.
We're going to put a button on you.
Give you a button. We're going to get you prizes.
We should have, we'll have shirts available for ordering as we get closer. We'll have the itinerary. Once we make fast passes, Michelle will put it out there. Usually the fast passes, they work with us. Majority of people get in at Disney. If we go up there with 40 of us have it, they'll let the other few who might not.
It'll work out. Okay, so
let's move on from there. Did you want to cover what's happening in the world right now?
This week has been a busy one between happenings at Disney World, but Disneyland is where it's at this week, because Pixar Fest started Friday the 13th. And I was at Disney's Contemporary Resort covering their new Pixar Play area there. Mm-hmm. And our merchandise girl, Lindsay, is out in California doing Pixar Fest. So we've had dual coverage for both parks, which has been great. Merchandise out there is awesome.
And it's not Michelle at both parks. Some people have asked. Lindsay had to put something on
Instagram stories, because people are like, Michelle, how are you covering both parks? I'm not. I wish I could cover both, and I would love to go back to Disneyland. I'm just not there right now.
And she's scared to fly, so the fact of going back and forth that quickly would be amazing.
Yeah, but I would like to get out there, but it's on my to-do list, and I can't. But right now, I'm not there. I am in Florida.
We're in Walt Disney World area.
I've been covering events here, and Lindsay's been covering Disneyland. And I have to say, she's doing a wonderful job. The merchandise out there is great. If you follow our Instagram, she has been keeping up on our Instagram stories with video from... Paint the Night started up again, which is beautiful. I really wish Paint the Night was here too, but it's not. But Yeah, Paint the Night, Pixar Fest, merchandise, the food out there. What else?
She created a tab, didn't she, on Instagram?
Yes.
You can click that and kind of recap what she has seen since Friday. So that's a good way to take a look.
Yes. So we've been really lucky with as far as staff goes. And bringing Lindsay on has been great because she knows her stuff when it comes to merchandise and helping out in Disneyland. It just worked out perfect. So thank you, Lindsay, for doing such a good job. And we wish we were out there with you. but speaking of, okay, so let me backtrack before I get to merchandise. Of course, Flower and Garden Festival is still going on here.
That's my favorite festival of all of them. That to me, Food and Wine is wonderful, but Food and Wine gets so busy and so packed. Flower and Garden, you got a little bit more room to breathe. Got some great food, great concerts. The concerts are not every night, though. They're only Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So you get usually one act for Friday, Saturday, another act for Sunday, Monday.
It kind of depends.
Yeah, like this week they have two new acts coming in that have never performed. Jody Messina will be there Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lone Star will be there Sunday and Monday night.
So and it wasn't tonight, Rick Springfield?
Rick Springfield's last night is tonight. And I saw some video footage. He packed it in last night.
Oh, he always puts on a good show. I mean, God, if you're an 80s music fan like myself, which I love it. A lot of people are. And a lot of these acts, like I know when Night Ranger is here, we always try to go because the kids actually enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. When we first went a few years ago, they're like, who's Night Ranger? But now they ask to go because it's such
show.
A good show.
It's a great show.
So yeah, so Flower and Garden's going on. They have beautiful topiaries, of course, to see. There's the butterfly tent that you can walk through, and they give you free applesauce if you're interested.
That's right. The Purple Martins, which we just learned about. We were on a media
that's
event.
New.
Something we didn't know about. It's these birds that migrate from, I believe it's Brazil to the Orlando area every year to nest. Then when their eggs hatch and the birds are born, they take the 3,000-mile flight back to Brazil. So it's a yearly thing. There's the little huts are at Animal Kingdom, some of the resorts in Epcot, and they taught us about how it works and what they do.
Yeah. So if you see these big white birdhouse-looking things with these dark-colored birds outside, that is what that's all about. So it's a good thing. All right. What else? Merchandise?
Are we done? Did we do an Animal Kingdom or are we waiting until later?
I have to, okay, I know, I'm like getting off my chair. I know you want to know about Toy Story Land, and I've been to Toy Story Land, so we're going to talk about it. But I have it in the reader questions and about Animal Kingdom's 20th. I have that in there too. So how about this? How about I show them the merchandise that I got?
Yeah, let's do the merchandise.
And then we're going to talk about Toy Story Land, and then we're going to talk about Animal Kingdom's birthday.
Okay.
How about that?
The merchandise Michelle's going to talk about is Saturday. We actually finally got out of the house after about a month and a half and went to Magic Kingdom. And walking around, she had gotten a message that some new ears had come out, and she wanted to grab those, and then a new jersey, spirit jersey.
Yes. Okay, so somebody just actually asked about this. See the millennial pink shirts. Well.
Guess what?
You are in luck. All right, so here you go.
Well, walking through the Emporium Monday.
Well, walking through the Emporium. Saturday, millennial pink spirit jerseys are here. I hope you can see. I'm wearing the rose gold one. This one is millennial pink. I don't know if you can tell the difference. I don't know, the light is kind of dim in here.
Side by side, maybe.
But yeah, this one is more of a, like a, has a peachy color to it.
You can kind of see.
Millennial pink is lighter. And I don't know if you can tell, there's like glitter in the writing on this. It's really pretty, and this one has like goldish glitter. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys can see the difference between the two. We'll have better lighting next time too.
I think you can see it pretty good. It's pretty close.
But yes, these just hit.
You got lucky.
I did get lucky. I just happened to be walking as they were putting them out. And that's what happened with these. It is much easier to find rose gold now, you guys. So I know a lot of people have upcoming trips for spring, like in May and such. Rose gold ears are everywhere now. The rose gold spirit jerseys are out now. You're not going to have a problem finding them like you were before. Because their merchandise game, oh my gosh, is so on point
lately.
They've
stepped it up, yeah.
They've really stepped it up. So as soon as something gets really, really popular, then they come out with something else. So this week, millennial pink spirit jerseys. And, hang on. I choked myself on the microphone.
Say your mic's
okay, and then, you know, you got to have the millennial pink ears that go with the millennial pink spirit jersey.
And the magic band, if you get it.
I have the magic band, too. But I have not worn them all at the same time. I have not done that.
Yeah.
And actually, it's chilly here today, so I will put this on this morning, but it's almost too hot to wear these in Florida.
Yeah, it's getting there. A little bit thicker. That's why we got lucky, I think, with Millennial Pink, is it was so hot on Saturday, people were not thinking.
Yeah, you know what? That's another thing, too. A lot of people aren't buying the spirit jerseys like they were around Christmas time because it's hot here now. Someone asked, the spirit jerseys are $59.99.
Yes.
And if you have, you get 20% off for annual pass holder.
Yep.
And then the ears are $24.95. And speaking of ears,
they issued some new ones that we found out just came out this past weekend.
Here you go, guys. Belle. These are brand new. They just came out this past weekend.
She still has the tags on.
I still have the tags on them.
She just pulled them out of the bag to show you guys.
They have on the side. I know I put pictures up, but there's an engraving that says "Tale as Old as Time" on the side. These are brand new, $24.95. They had. I know they used to have bell ears. I think they still do, but they were the children's size. These are the adult size bell ears.
And the children's one had a crown, I believe, where this one has the rose. So that's
It has the ribbon and the rose, and it's very, very pretty. And if you can see, there's sparkly roses engraved on the back, too.
And now people were, they came out with this princess, of course, and then there was one other princess one that came out that they were sold out that day.
Okay, so I'll get to that in a second. Okay. All right,
sorry, I didn't mean to
jump Belle is yet. New. Cheshire is new. These are like a velvet. And here's the back. They're just plain. And if you can see, like, his eyes are like these little jewel stones. Mm-hmm. And this one has the engraving on the side, "We're all mad here." Yeah. Now, let's see. Cheshire and Belle, they had back in the Storybook Circus area, the park in Magic Kingdom.
The Emporium, I think we saw them in.
But they were running out.
Running out.
So at the same time as these two, they had Little Mermaid ears that came out. And they have a similar bow as to, like, they have the interchangeable bows now for mouse ears. The bow is the same, but the actual ears look like fish gills almost, don't they? They're like green.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am not the type of person to go chasing down merchandise. I'll just wait. I'll wait until I either happen to see it, or I'll ask my friend Lindsay, who runs Mouseaholic Shopping Service, if you see them, let me know. So here I am, like a crazy person, going from store to store in Magic Kingdom. I'm like, I got the two. I need to find Ariel now.
We were walking through the park so slow and paced, not in a rush, until she found these two ears and heard there was an Ariel one that could possibly be somewhere in the park. And then it was, we gotta go here. So then we started running. But unfortunately, even down to the last store we were in, which was the Chateau up by the confectionery, they had these two. Didn't they?
Yeah, but by the end of the night, these were running low too. Yeah. So, I mean, you just kind of have to catch it right, and hopefully they won't be like the rose gold ears to where you have to get really lucky or find someone to buy them for you. And there's a lot of people that are doing the markups and the reselling and stuff, but I could not find Ariel. I'm sorry. I was going to show you those too, but I really did try. A cast member said to check the stores behind the castle, and they were sold out too.
And the Millennial Pink ears, I think, are already starting at almost.
They have enough of them. Gold. See, the problem with the rose gold is that they didn't get enough in at one time. So that's, you know, the supply and demand. But now you can find them. Millennial Pink ears, I've seen.
Seen them a couple times. We seen them at Animal Kingdom last week. Yeah. We were there for an event, and then we saw them.
And Animal Kingdom has really cute ears now, too. They have one that almost looks like a sparkly giraffe print. I posted a picture of those, and someone asked if they were just like a gold version of rose gold. No, they're animal print.
Yeah, they're animal
print. And they have different ears over there, too. So if you are on the hunt for mouse ears, definitely check Animal Kingdom, too. And check the Shop Disney Parks app.
Yeah, they don't always list them right away in the Shop Park app. One great feature, though, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, is if you're in Disney World and you check the Shop Park app, if it's on there, there's a place where you can just show on map, and it'll show you what stores may have them in stock. I know I've used that when I purchased a Haunted Mansion t-shirt I wanted. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find the size I wanted at the Emporium, but I looked up the app, and it was at Memento Mori. We went back there, and they had it in stock, so I was able to get it. So that's a great feature of the app that I don't think a lot of people even know exists.
No, and what the thing is, when we were running around like crazy people trying to find ears, so I'm like, okay, let's go behind the castle, let's check here. And he's like, wait, let me check the app. So he's running, I'm running, he's running behind me checking the app, the kids are trailing behind. Granted, we didn't find the aerial ears.
And they weren't even on the app
They
yet.
Were not on the app yet. None of them were. So it just kind of hit or miss. But keep checking. Like, again, every Monday is Merchandise Monday. If you don't see the blog hit on Facebook, go to the site itself. Every Monday we will have a huge list. And Lindsay has been sending me so many pictures with merchandise. I mean, to the point that it takes me a while to do her blogs for her because it's like picture, 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 picture. But, you know, it's really... really good because the merchandise game is good right now and we need as many pictures as we can get. Also, you can check our Instagram. I try to do, like, before I'm at the parks or even if we go to Disney Springs or even if we go to the outlet, I usually use our Instagram stories to take pictures of merchandise. So our Instagram is the Main Street Mouse, all one word. And of course the website is www.mainstreetmouse.com, and we have our blogs there every day. We post every day.
What do we post? We average 3 to 4 a day.
3 to 4 a day.
We always post the news as it hits, that the most important news. We always post that, as well as Michelle's personal blogs, Lindsay's merchandise blogs. Erica on Thursday has her blogs.
Erica does Thursday. Suzanne has blogs that she weaves in and out of little bits of information. She does a little bit of history. Corey does a little bit of history too, or things. Suzanne did a series about Gone But Not Forgotten attractions. So our team kind of works together to bring a little bit of everything. So.
I mean, and Jarrett would cover the cons. I mean,
Jarrett, Susie does
Star Wars
Dapper. And Dapper Day. Yeah. So yeah. We have a little bit of everything. So please, if you don't see it on Facebook, please check the site.
Because and I handle
there's
all
stuff there. He does all that. Okay, so do we want to do reader questions?
Probably, because I think that'll tie us back to Animal Kingdom.
Okay, let me shut this off. Okay, I saved some of your questions on the phone. So we have a few. Again, you can put questions, you can email them to us or join our Facebook group, TMSM Fan Nation. You can, excuse me, put questions in there as well. So what do you want to go first?
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and read them here? So let me see. I guess we should start with the one, Animal Kingdom. Should we go? I'm trying to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, Lynn.
Lynn Marsh, happenings at Animal Kingdom to celebrate their 20th. If you want to go ahead and...
Okay, so it's Party for the Planet is the 20th anniversary party.
Yeah.
It's the name that they're doing. There's 20th anniversary merchandise to celebrate, of course. I think we just put the blog about that. Was it this morning?
The merchandise came out this morning, early blog.
And they've already have merchandise in the parks, and you could probably check the parks app, too. This Sunday, Earth Day, is the 22nd.
Yes.
And there is a media event that day. We have coverage for the media event. We're going to be out of town, but Lindsay, who is in Disneyland, is going to cover for me because I'm going to be out of town this time. Sunday. And then there's going to be a ceremony at the Tree of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new Up Bird Show
starts
on Sunday, too. And they're going to roll out more information as it gets closer. So be sure to follow our social media on Sunday. And even
before that.
We're going to have coverage for the media event.
Yeah, the way we have it worked, that whenever Disney puts out any type of news, Michelle and I are both notified. Mm-hmm. And then we get that out as soon as we possibly can. So it will eventually show up on the site. We try to get them out as quickly as we possibly can. Sometimes if we're driving, it may take a few extra minutes. But we do get them out.
I'll be like, news hit, hurry up.
I know. We got to pull over to the side and take care of it. So we do get it out there for you.
Yeah, but it's coming.
It is coming.
So, all right.
Okay, Leslie, you asked about TMSM's meetup, December 7th and 8th, which we already covered. There'll be more about that as the months go on. Somebody asked about a passport preview for Toy Story Land. Is there one happening?
Yeah, we actually had a couple of questions. It was the same question for pass holder preview, Toy Story Land. The last time I was there, I did ask the Disney media people, and as of right now, they do not have that information. I know that when they did Pandora last year, we got to go to the media events for that, and then right after the media event, they did have an annual pass holder preview. So just kind of stay tuned for more information on that one. I know as it gets closer, because it doesn't open until the end of June. So as it gets closer, I'm sure we'll find out more.
Yeah, Disney don't really put that information out there too early because they don't want people to just jump the gun.
But you know what? As soon as we hear, we will let you know for sure. I had a couple of questions on that one.
Well, it seems like here's a couple questions about Toy Story Land already starting to pop up here. So Robert Carlson wants to know who let the dog out. No, he wants to know any of your thoughts on the new Toy Story Land, and then also
and then Don wants to know, tell us more about Toy Story Land. Actually, then Audrey, tell us more about Toy Story Land. Okay, so how about we talk about Toy Story Land?
I think we should go with Toy Story. I don't know. I'm not thinking. Michelle got... They're doing a preview once a month for 3 months in a row. Michelle got to go last month.
Yes.
For it one day, and she's got another one coming next Monday. So during the day, she'll be at the preview for Toy Story Land. So next Monday's episode, we should have a lot more updates. But what she knows now is
yes, you just as a like to expand on that. A week from today, we're going to do our next show at 7 o'clock, but that afternoon I will be at Toy Story Land. So if you are interested in Toy Story Land, you're going to want to watch next Monday because I'm going to have more information.
Don't miss out.
So, okay, but let's go back to last month. Okay, so there's a very small group of media that got to go to Hollywood Studios at, what, March 20-something?
23rd,
27th. Anyway, so I was actually one of the lucky people that were invited to go. So what they did was they had us meet in what used to be One Man's Dream. And one of the Imagineers was talking about the concept of what Toy Story Land is supposed to be. So before we even went back there, we kind of got a premise of the theme of the land. And there's some things that I didn't know. Okay, so Toy Story Land, the whole idea is that you are going to be shrunk down to the size of a toy. So like the size of the Green Army Man. And... the land is Andy's backyard. So the way that they described it was like if somebody took toys and dropped them in the grass and wherever they landed is where they landed, that's Toy Story Land. So when you walked, they had us go behind the buildings and walk us through, and there's a lot of greenery that we had to walk through. And you walk through the greenery and then there's this Slinky coaster like right there, like in all its glory. But there is a lot of grass and stuff around it because you're in Andy's backyard. So they gave us the, we could only see there was a lot of construction back there still. The Slinky Coaster was up last month when I was there. They were building, was it Andy's Lunchbox?
Yes,
the walk up. They had the outside of the building that was already up. Yeah, we put out the menu last week of what's gonna be coming. There's a lot of really good food that's gonna be there. Mm-hmm. And then across the way you could see the other buildings that they were still, you know, putting up.
It's kind of odd that they're so close to opening yet they're still.
You know, one of the questions that we had asked the Disney employees that are heading up this project was, you know, the coaster is done, but like nothing else was really done. And he's like, you wait and see how quickly this is gonna go. And that is why they wanted this small group of media to see it in March, April, May, and then the big media blitz in June, so we could see the progress, how they went from basically just the outsides of buildings to what it's going to be. It's pretty impressive. It was really exciting to be back there. I was itching because I so wanted to, you know, hit my live button or take pictures. I was not allowed to take pictures. The whole idea was to come back and tell our readers what we saw. So next Monday, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be able to take pictures, but I promise I will tell you all about it. Toy Story Land is going to be very immersive. It's going to be... one of the questions that someone had asked me was, can you see Star Wars Land or Galaxy's Edge from Toy Story Land? Right now, you can. You can see the big, there's so much construction going on between the two lands, and they're right next to each other, really. They said when they're done, like when Toy Story Land is done, they're going to have shrubbery or whatever that's up, so you're not going to be able to see Star Wars from Toy Story Land. Why are you laughing? Yeah. My son is reading and laughing. Are you laughing at Joe?
Oh, Joe's
Andrew's laughing at you, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Now, I know when Michelle came and started talking about Toy Story Land, because they didn't even let us both go. They only let one person from each outlet go, so she was fortunate enough to go, and I, of course, pushed her to go because she's a better writer than I am. She's better at coverage, but she came back and she was telling me about it, and I keep thinking of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground area.
Yeah.
It used to be at Hollywood Studios, and that's what I picture. I picture the toys laying in the ground and stuck in the dirt or the mud, and you have to kind of crawl around it. So I think it's going to be amazing when they get this done. I don't think Disney's going to slow down at all with how well it's going to be built. I think that it's going to wow everybody's expectations when we do finally get to go back in there. The only wonder I have, and maybe you can ask this question, is will there be a way to get from Pixar Land or Toy Story Land to Galaxy's Edge? Because if you've been to the studios in the last year, there's kind of, you go down a road and then you gotta come all the way back down. You gotta go down another road and come all the way back down.
Yeah, there's no follow through right now. If you remember when Streets of America were up, you could walk in a circle. Like you could, it was a flow around the park. And then like, you know, like back where Monsters, Inc. was, and then right. there was Watto's Grotto, the Star Wars store in the back, and then there was the Backlot Express, and all that stuff. I sort of miss that. Like, when you go now, it reminds me of, like, a ping pong game, like, you just boom, 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 back and forth, because, like, you walk back to Toy Story and you hit a wall. Then you go back towards Muppets, hit a wall. There is no flow.
And before somebody corrects us, I was studio catering back there.
No, I'm talking about the Backlot Tour.
Oh, the Backlot Tour. Sorry, you said Express. Sorry.
No.
Sorry,
not,
sorry.
No, Backlot Express is the restaurant. That's not what I meant.
Okay, I'm sorry. You meant the Backlot Tour where
the
you
tour.
Go through the streets, you see the Golden Girls house and the
No,
the
Golden
shit.
Girls house is a long time ago. Oh my goodness,
I'm
where
old.
Have you been? No, okay, no. Where we saw Walt's plane, yes. Remember?
You saw you got to go see the tanker truck that...
Yeah, all that good
that
stuff. Right, Andrew? You remember that?
Yeah. You always thought you were going to get wet.
Yeah, you thought that all the water was going to come at you and it didn't. But all that.
I kind of miss all that.
And we just were looking at YouTube videos today. Go to our YouTube channel. We have videos from Osborne Lights. We watched Osborne Lights this weekend.
It was
we
sad.
Watched Wishes. So I'm going to go off on a tangent just for a second. Because I'm going to write about this too. Like sometimes I'll be sitting here and I'll come up with a blog idea. I'm like, I got to write about that, but I'm going to tell you about it too. So a couple years ago, I wrote an article about being a Disney crier. And you guys who are long-term Main Streeters, I've republished that article because so many people are like, that's me too. So I'm sitting on the couch trying to get my work done, and he's putting out our YouTube videos, and I'm sitting here just sobbing. I'm like,
We just got a smart TV that has YouTube embedded on the television. So, of course, the first channel I went to was ours.
It was ours.
And it was kind of cool to watch our videos on this big screen. And I got to see, I wanted to re-record some of them because I didn't like the way they turned out. But we're watching, was it Celebrate the Magic?
When the Rapunzel
scene.
Celebrate the Magic.
And of course, I even get choked up when I saw Walt on the castle during Celebrate the Magic. To me, that was one of the greatest parts of the whole show. But Michelle heard the Rapunzel music. Start. So of course I look over her, she's teared up. We watch Wishes, I look over her, tears. We watched Happily Ever After again, Rapunzel, tears.
So. No, but you know, it's so silly because I know a lot of you who are diehard Disney people like myself, you know, Disney is in my veins, it's in my soul, it's in my heart, it's just eat, sleep, breathe it. And I can't help but cry at the same stuff all the time.
It was just funny because I knew when to look over her. And as soon as I looked, I knew there would be tears
like,
over there. As she's working. She's on her computer typing.
So you're crying. I'm like, okay, shut it off. Like, I'm never going to get my stuff
done. But then I found the Streets of America video. She filmed 2 or 3 days after it closed. We went to Streets of America, and it was so pitch black dark back there.
Yeah, I was standing back there by myself. I was actually a little bit scared. It's on there. And I decided I didn't do videos back then because I was afraid to look stupid. Now look at me just being a complete, you know, whatever.
See, I could not get her on video for anything.
So, yeah, but this was 3 years ago. But anyway, so I'm back there talking to myself, and it was basically to make myself feel better because I was scared. It was pitch black back there. And you could hear the Star Wars fireworks going
yes,
off
you
in
can.
The back.
You can.
And it was just so weird to see the Osborne lights and everything. They were there, but everything was shut off, and it was pitch black. And that was the last weekend that you were allowed to walk back there. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of sad. Because, you know, I know that Walt was all about moving forward and progress and changing things, but it doesn't mean that you don't miss what you lose.
True.
So, I mean, Streets of America, yeah, I mean, it's going to be awesome what they're doing, but I still will always miss Osborne Lights.
And they have created a little Streets of America before you get the Star Wars entrance. They've done some of the buildings that were there. They put I'm not sure the name of the bar that's right there.
I can't remember right now.
It's right there, but they've made that area really nice now. It used to be where the writer stop was. So they turned that into a little bar area. It's really nice outdoor. And then a couple of the buildings there, they've done the marquees and the windows and everything. So
it's still like Streets of America. You've got like two buildings or two like little like pretend stores from Streets of America. And then there's a wall. And it says, you know, coming soon, Galaxy's Edge. Yeah. And it's a big thing there. And the construction back there is huge. Every time we go past there, there's like scaffolding and you can see how big it's going to be. And I know we get a lot, I get a lot of feedback from our readers saying more Star Wars. Okay, so I'm out of confession time. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. But Disney does everything wonderful. So you know that whatever they do back there is going to be outstanding. I'm really excited to see it because being that what it was, I know when they first started taking down Streets of America, we would go back there and we were trying to see, you know, what we could see.
I was reaching over the walls.
He's got like these huge arms and
selfie stick arms. Is
yeah.
Titled.
So we could see what was going on, and to see the whole area leveled to the ground was like, wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was crazy when we first, and it happened quickly. I mean, one day we went there, everything was there. The next day, the blue walls are up and it's flat.
Gone.
So it was kind of crazy the way it did. But I do agree, Star Wars Land will be phenomenal. There's no doubt about that. Disneyland, it is opening first before it opens here. So we'll get to see that there and then bring it back here. Hopefully it's just as well.
Yeah, so keep, just like I said, just keep following along. We're going to do these shows every Monday if you guys like them, which I hope you do. We just want to be able to talk to you guys because a lot of people don't want to read or take time, you know.
They don't have time.
You don't have time. Like, you don't want to sit and read a whole long book, you know, of if you want to know what's going on at Disney, I'd rather just tell you.
And the thing about the videos, you can watch it or you could just listen to it. If you're busy, you could just listen to it driving.
Yeah. Or if you don't have time, if we upload it to YouTube or keep the playback on Facebook, then you can always watch it when you do have time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to go back and find the blog where we talk about this one specific thing. So if we kind of give you a recap for the past week and what's coming, I think it'll work good.
Yeah, okay, so what else we got? We're almost done.
Okay, so this is a question. I hadn't been to Flower and Garden since 2009.
Who is that?
Patty.
Okay.
And going in 2019, I believe, or 2019. Any suggestions to make the most of the time at Epcot? Will I need 2 days to see and do all that there is with the festival?
2 days for Flower and Garden?
I don't know if you would need 2 days unless you want to try all the food.
Yeah, if you want to go and hit all those booths of
stroll. You can do it all in one day, though, if you just focus on going through World Showcase.
Yeah, if you want to still do the rides and such, I mean, if you make your Fast Passes early enough, then you definitely could do it. But if you, I would spend a full day.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, and my son's laughing at somebody again. Is that Joe again?
It's
Joe. Joe, stop it.
And I got to say, this year, I'm the foodie, obviously, of us, and there are some great food this year at the festival. Just love it. We did get to go to the media preview and we enjoyed some great things there. In Germany, they have this pretzel with Black Forest ham and melted Gruyere cheese on it. It's fantastic. And then the American Pavilion at the smokehouse.
Back in America.
They have a beef brisket with pork belly and pickle and sausage and fondue cheese and all this on a slider, and it's Andrew's had it, I've had it, we love it, it's so good. So make sure you try the food, be willing to step out of your comfort zone, try some things you might not think you'll like, because you probably will, because they're doing really well this
There's
year.
There's that cheesecake that we got at the media preview too. What kind of cheesecake was that?
It had honey ice cream, or no, that was...
It was that, wasn't it at the new honey booth that's...
It was. Bees and honey are kind of like the theme this year.
Yeah.
All around.
But there was this cheesecake at the new booth, and it is very good, and it's very rich. There's also, what did I have? I had a fruit like strudel thing back in Germany.
Oh, that was at Germany. It was the berry strudel, I think it
was. That was really good too.
It had mixed blackberries and raspberries.
He gets all like the man food, like the brisket and all that. And I'm like, do they have fruity drinks or desserts?
So I go up and I order mine, I order hers, 2 bottles of water, we go sit.
What do they have in the dessert area? Because the smokehouse has that chocolate cake too that has the caramel. It's like a chocolate little bundt cake and it has like nuts and caramel sauce. That's
she didn't
really
want
good
it.
Too. No, I didn't want
she
it.
She went to sit down and I walked up with my sandwich and her dessert.
And what are you going to do when somebody buys you a piece of cake? You can't be rude and not eat it.
And if you don't eat it while it's warm, it doesn't taste as good.
Absolutely. It would have been even better with ice cream on it. But
that's in another pavilion. So, okay. On to the next one. Okay. Amy has asked, how about when can we expect free dining dates to be released?
I have an answer.
I saw you did have an answer.
Okay, so lucky me, I have a lot of friends who are in the Disney travel business. So before we started this broadcast, I messaged my friend Shayna and I said, hey, what do you know about free dining? Everybody seems to want to know an answer, and sadly, I do not have a definite answer. She did tell me, I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version of what she told me. She said that free dining has been offered for Brazil right now. There is nothing for U.S. right now. She said that it could depend on, you know, how quickly the overseas offer comes. But she said that there's nothing definite for free dining as of yet. But as soon as I hear, I promise you, I have enough people in the travel business. I know a lot of them. Somebody will tell me. And then when I get that information, I will give it to you. But as of right now, there are no dates for free dining for U.S.
And just know, if you've been around long enough, you know, we will not put it out as a rumor. Once we know it's confirmed, we will put it out. I know some people like to tease it out, free dining's coming, and then you read it, and they still don't have an official date or whatever. So as soon as we do hear word and you hear it from us, it will be from Disney that it's coming. So just be on the lookout. I know there were some changes to how free dining has been done over the years, so there are always changes.
Yeah, they've done different specials, like kids eat free, room discounts, things like that. But as far as like when we lived in Michigan, we always would wait for free dining because it was like the cheapest time to go for us as a family because the kids could eat as much as they wanted to and we didn't have to worry about it. But now that we live here, we've lived here for almost 4 years, you guys, so we're not... as far as that kind of stuff goes, but we do keep up on the information.
But for us, free dining was the reason we would wait till then, because we could just, I kept the receipts the first year. We ended up spending like $1,400 in dining that we didn't pay a dime for.
No, because we wanted to see if it was worth it, you know, like let's keep a running tally of how much we ate.
Plus, we got to do some character dinings that we normally wouldn't have paid out of pocket to do.
So I totally get why some people love it. I get why some people don't love it.
Exactly.
But if that's what you're looking for, and I've gotten a ton of questions about it, again, I do not have any definites for you, and I'm so sorry that I don't. But thank you, Shayna, for the information. And as soon as I hear something, I promise I will let you know. But it will be something concrete. I'm not going to go out there and say, free dining, this and that, just so you click my article. No, I will tell you the real deal. Like with everything else.
I bet it's in 2018, though.
Okay.
If it's coming. Okay. Michelle Perkins asked about Past Horror Preview, Toy Story Land. We already kind of discussed that. Cheryl asked more about the Toy Story Play Zone that's now at the Contemporary, which we got to tour on... What day did we go there?
We went on Friday.
It was interesting. It was the area, if you've eaten at the Contemporary and gone to Contempo Cafe or Chef Mickey's.
It's where the arcade used to be.
Used to be, right by the store there. And it still has an arcade in the play zone in the back of it. As you walk in, you walk into the counter and they check you in and everything. And then you're in the Monsters, Inc. and they call it the decontamination area.
So yeah.
It's where you wash up, basically. Kids wash up, you see Boo's door, but then you walk further in, they have the Cars area and they have... Toy Story area and the Incredibles area.
So basically the long and short of it is how they kind of described it to us is it's an interactive thing for kids to do. Kids at ages are what, 4 to 12? They go in the evenings, like, so if mom and dad want to go and have a date night at one of the nice restaurants, you can take the kids over to the Pixar Play Zone. It's $65. However, it's unlimited video games. There is a dance party. There is pizza.
Characters.
They had us do like a Buzz Lightyear, like space training type of thing.
Yep.
There's a place where the kids can like race these little cars.
I thought one of the best things they said about it is they have these different things throughout the night. It's very structured and there's lots of stuff to do, but if your kid... I'm going to play video games for 5.5 hours. You can go play games for 5.5 hours. They don't care. They're going to watch, they're going to supervise, and they're going to offer structured things to do. But if somebody's shy or they don't want to do this or whatever. Yeah. They're fine with that. They're fine with them going over and playing. He said that the gentleman who walked us through, Tony, who was actually the show director for it.
It's on our YouTube channel, by the way.
He said that two little girls played for 4 hours with the Cinderella Castle PlayStation.
Yeah, they didn't want to do anything else. They didn't want to do anything else. And they actually have they have an arts and crafts area that you can, the kids can make things. But again, they don't have to do anything that they don't want to do. And they are completely supervised with cast members so that you don't have to worry about your kids when you drop them off. So if you know, I had somebody say, oh, well, that seems pricey, but not really. It's almost like having a babysitter for 5 hours. It's going to feed your children, give them crafts.
They get a backpack, I think, when they leave.
They get a goodie bag full of stuff. It's really a good thing if you have the kids. I actually wish my kids were young enough to go because of my son's shaking his head yes, because they have unlimited video games in the back.
Exactly. And they were good. I mean, it was like Guitar Heroes one side and racing games on another. I mean, it was better games. And they weren't games where you just sit and you play single player type things. They were games to make interactive with another child.
Yeah, you can race certain.
Yeah, so it was to kind of keep the kids playing with one another. I mean, yeah, they're playing a video game, but they're playing with somebody else and competing and things like that. So, all in all, I think it's a fun area.
With characters. And then somebody had asked if they take pictures with the characters. They do. They said they were working on a photo pass type of thing.
For the future. So, but $65, 5.5 hours, the kids are going to get fed dinner with a snack. After dessert, play the games they want, the structured things.
And get a goodie bag.
And meet, I think, four characters that are going to be there throughout the night. Yeah. Two. So,
but it's a good thing.
It is. It's a good
thing. And I talked to Tony, who was one of the lead cast members.
So, yeah, he's just showing
doing it. I actually have a short video with him on our YouTube channel. So if you want to check that out, he gives you like the highlights of what they have. I mean, I just told you what they were, but if you want to hear him tell you,
maybe he says
it's on YouTube. Maybe he could do it better than me. So
he actually goes into the details of the four different themed areas.
Because he was one of the leads who did it. He built it. So he's much better at explaining than me.
And if you've ever been on any of the cruise ships, they always have the kid area on the cruise ships. This is what inspired this, was the cruise ship rooms for the children.
Yes. Okay. So
good. Next. So let's. That's the last one, actually.
Okay. We were going to shoot for like a half hour show, and we went over this time. So I apologize. All of you that hung in there with us, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to get better at this. I really would love to hear your feedback, though, because we want to do this for you. We want to do it so that our members can get all the latest news and see what's going on with us, see what's going on in the parks. Because we're 6 miles from Disney World, so we're always here. And if you have, we try really hard to bring you the latest and greatest information, merchandise, everything. So every Monday, I really hope you guys check back. And before you go, let's see. Somebody had asked about upcoming, like we have the meetup, but we're also going to be at two conventions.
That's right. Coming in May, it's actually Memorial Day weekend here in Orlando, is MegaCon. MegaCon is a huge convention for this side of the coast. I think it's almost 100,000 people go through the gates at the Orange County Convention Center. This year it's from May 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. We are going to be there. We actually have a booth. So the Mainstream Mouse will be there. Michelle is going to be there. She's going to have her book. If you haven't heard of her book, Moving to Main Street USA, written by Michelle Atwood, came out March last year. But she'll be there. She'll have copies of her book. If you want to pick one up, have her sign it. If you just want to come out and say hello, if you're going to be there, stop by, say hi to us. We love to meet people. We love to get pictures with the fans. We're also going to be, if anybody knows, we do sell LuLaRoe on the side, and we'll have our booth set up.
Yeah, we're going to have Disney Lula at the table. We are going to have copies of the book for purchase. But if you have this book, and I know a lot of you do, bring it, and I will sign it for you if I haven't already. Or if you just want to come by for a picture, if you want to come by and chat, if you want to come by for a hug, because I'm a hugger, just come by and see me. Don't be afraid to. I always get that from people.
I know.
Like some of them will see us in the parks, and they'll be like, oh, is that you, blah, blah. Come and say hello, please. I never mind.
No, she does, and she does. She's actually very humble about it, and she's just in. She's more excited to meet you than possibly you could be to meet her. She's just happy to meet somebody who recognizes her, who knows what she does, and appreciates what she does. So please come up, say hello.
Say hi.
You're never bothering us. Don't ever think you're bothering us at all.
No, somebody actually spotted me in the bathroom at Crystal Palace at Magic Kingdom on Saturday.
Actually, she said you look like.
She's like, you know who you look like? You look like that girl that owns the Main Street Mouse. And I went, do I? And she's like, you get that a lot, don't you? And I lost it. I couldn't lie to her.
I told her she should have bought nicer than that.
No, but no, it's just a silly story. Like I said, what you see is what you get with us. Silliness, hot mess, the whole nine. And you know what? It was the bathroom, and I totally didn't care. It was like, thank you so much for saying something. Thank you for saying hello. Thank you for following us. So please don't ever feel that way. No. I was totally happy to talk to you.
And in continuing with the cons, we're actually going to be at another con 2 weeks later. Our friend Jamie, who's been a longtime Main Streeter, she's in the nation, she does everything. She actually has her own con, Magic City Con, which is in Birmingham, Alabama. She had us there last year. It was so much fun. We went out there, we did panels, we got to meet people. People came to the con to meet Michelle and I and get the book and autograph, and we met some wonderful people. We hope they come back again because we're going back there this year.
Yes.
That con is from June 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's at the Hyatt Birmingham. Just make sure Hyatt Regency Birmingham, Winfrey Hotel. It was a fantastic time. Got to meet a lot of great people. Like I said, they get some great celebrities out there, and it's a fun convention to go to. And I highly suggest if you're in the Birmingham area, come out there, check it out, see what they offer. I think you'll have a great time.
You will. And we had, Jamie had told me that we've already had some Main Streeters ask if we were coming back. We are coming back, and we're so excited. And my dog is growling behind us. I apologize. See, when you go live and...
Anything. Yeah,
you know how it goes with us, you guys, so I'm sure you're not shocked. The convention is, it's attached, the hotel is attached to a beautiful mall. So there's places to eat.
They had
like the 501st from Star Wars. They had celebrities. They had comic books and activities and panels. Last year, merchandise. We hosted two panels last year, and I believe Jamie's gonna. Yeah, we hosted panels. Imagine.
Jamie, are we doing?
Are we doing panels again? she asked us to do them again. I don't know what our. It's going to be Disney something. I don't know exactly what
schedule,
it's going
to
be.
Yeah, she'll post the schedule as we get closer to the convention, so you'll know what times and what rooms and things. But there's a lot going on. I mean, Jamie really, she went to all these other cons, and she turned this into what she wanted in a con. Yeah. And it's great for families. A lot of family-friendly stuff.
It is so family-friendly. So come on out and see us and check out the other vendors. And it is really a good time. And again, if you have the book, bring it. If you don't have the book, we do have a link on our website. On the right side of the homepage, there is a link for Moving to Main Street USA. And speaking of that, I just want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for all the feedback that you've given me about this book. That book has been my heart and soul, honest, good, bad, and all of it written out in those pages. And I was really scared to put everything out there like that. I'm going to cry. But I did that because I always want to be honest with you about how things are and how this crazy life is. And it has been a huge blessing. So thank you for your feedback. Yeah,
honestly, some of the messages that we've gotten, both of us, tears in our eyes, just reading the response from people or the people who were motivated to step out of their comfort zone and try something like Michelle and I did by moving to Orlando. And that they took what she said and they took what... she did, and they're using it in their life as even if they're not Disney fans, it's a motivational thing.
Well, it was so funny because I always tell people, because the book is not just about Disney, it's about coming out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying I want everybody to leave and move across the country and do crazy stuff like me.
If you want to,
if that's your thing.
We're not responsible.
No, if that's your thing, then of course. But no, I mean, anybody, your comfort zone can be anything big or anything small. And for me, I mean, people always say you're so brave, but I'm really not. It's just one of those things that sometimes you got to take a leap of faith and say your prayers and hope everything works out okay. But yeah, all right. But we can talk more about that later. But again, the book... Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we have the link on the site. You can order it. You can order it directly through Amazon. They do have it available for the Kindle. Or you can order it through us, and then we'll get the book shipped to us. Michelle can sign it, and then we can ship it off to you. We've had people buy them for gifts for other people. Yeah. We had some lady buy them for office gifts for people in her office.
At Christmas time,
because she just felt it was such a great book to pass on to other people. So please, if you want it, contact us. We can help you out any way you want to get the copy. And we will have them at both conventions. Yeah. So we'll hopefully, if you haven't read it, we hope you grab it and take it.
Yeah, definitely. I love the feedback. Thank you so much. And again, we'll have it at the conventions, but you know what? It's not, the convention isn't just about the book, and it's not just about the Main Street Mouse. Anything that, we're going to have swag there, of course. You know, we'll be giving out buttons and fun stuff. We'll have our Disney Lula, but also about meeting you and getting to talk to the people who support us. So we really hope come out.
Alabama was awesome last year because we had a booth, unlike MegCon last year. We actually got to meet people who came there and they knew who we were. One girl was a former cast member and came and talked to us, and she knew us and followed us. Dave Dollar, a friend of ours who we met there, he followed us, knew who we were, bought
Michelle's
book.
It was awesome.
I mean, it was a great time, and I can't express enough how fun it was for us to go and just meet people. So, okay.
If you can't tell, we really enjoy doing the convention.
We do.
So,
and we love to meet people.
MegaCon in Orlando, Memorial Day weekend.
Magic City Con,
2 weekends after that, Birmingham, Alabama. TMSM meetup, big meetup, December 7th and 8th, Walt Disney World. People have asked us if we ever want to do a meetup in Disneyland. I would love to.
We will be in Disneyland for D23 in 2019. As it gets closer, we have dates, we will put them out. But we are going, unless for some reason,
knock on wood, nothing happens.
So maybe, hopefully, maybe we can set up something to do a meetup while we're there.
So thank you so much. I know that it's getting late, and I appreciate you following all this time. We're going to save this footage, and we're going to put it on our YouTube channel under the Main Street Mouse. Actually, it's under the Main Street ST Mouse.
The Main ST Mouse on YouTube. On Facebook and Instagram, you can find us at The Main Street Mouse. On Twitter, it's just Main Street Mouse.
Yeah.
Michelle's personal Instagram is CinderShell04.
Yeah.
And I'm under TMSM_Avenger. Follow us if you want to keep ahead of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And like I said, we love meeting people. If you see us in the park, come up, say hi. Uh-huh. You're never a bother. We enjoy meeting
And please,
people.
You know, share this video with your friends. Tell people about the Main Street Mouse. Check our blogs, even if Facebook isn't showing our posts. Anything that you like, comment, and share on really helps us. And come back next Monday 7. At 7 because I'm seeing Toy Story Land that afternoon, and I'm going to have lots of stuff I want to talk to you about. Yep. So we're going to talk about Toy Story Land next Monday.
Any
we're
going to
talk
news?
About Animal Kingdom's anniversary. And questions, please message me questions either on Facebook, questions at the Main Street Mouse, or join our private group TMSM Fan Nation. All are welcome to join.
That's right. Thank you guys so much for watching our first show. We hope we didn't ramble too much. You know that we both kind of get long-winded at times. Thank you so much for watching. We can't wait to do this again next week. Thank you guys.
We'll see you next Monday.
Have a great day.
Bye.